Welcome to the 90-Second Navigator, the daily course adjustment for your mind. We're focusing on managing time, on reaching goals, and on keeping life in perspective. I'm Joel Brookman, coach, author, and personal development specialist, and I'm here to get you where you want to go. So a couple days ago, we transitioned back to our home in Colorado for the summer. And my daughter Lori last year started volunteering at the stables on the mountain next to where we live. And she had an amazing time. She loves horses. The people that she was working with were great. And the challenge, though, is that there was a new group of people that took over management of the stables. So she wasn't sure if she was going to be able to do it again. So my wife took Lori over to the stables a couple of days ago, and she went and met with the new ownership group, and you know, they told her they weren't sure how they could use her or when they can use her, and they were very non-committal to her. And what I love that Lori did is she literally said, "I can come tomorrow, and I know the hours were 7 until 4. I can make sure I'm here at 7 o'clock. Is that okay?" And she literally, she took them off guard, but they said yes, right? And the beauty of it is, had she not done that, I don't think anything would have happened. In other words, they would have said, "Yeah, we'll get back to you." And maybe she would have tried to follow up and get back. But she took it upon herself, took the initiative, and just made it happen by bringing in what I'll call an assumptive close. I mean, she just literally asked for what she wanted. You know, and this 13-year-old can teach a lot of us a lesson. I don't think most of us ask for what we want enough. We don't want to be too pushy. We don't want to be too rude. We don't want to get in the way of things. We don't want to have any issues with social norms. So instead, we try to be polite and we wait. But I also think taking initiative and being more forceful often gets you where you want to go in life. That's how people get jobs. That's how people get ahead. They ask for things. And if you sit and wait for them to happen, maybe eventually they'll get there. But if you're the procuring cause of making it happen, in other words, you take initiative and you step up and you ask for what you want, you have a much higher probability of having it come out the way you want it to come out. And so I think this is a good lesson for today. If you're in a situation and you're not happy where you are, ask for what you want. Go to the people that can make the decisions and just put the question on them. Whether it's a job or a date or any opportunity in life, simply ask. If you take that opportunity to ask, you have a far higher probability of getting what you actually want. If you know of anybody that can benefit from hearing this episode, please send them a link and suggest that they subscribe. The link is joelbrookman.com, and from there they can click on other links to iTunes or Stitcher where they can pull on the show. Before we finish, let's take a moment and get centered. Take a deep breath in through your nose and out through your mouth. And in through your nose and out through your mouth. Rise above your daily challenges, clear your mind, and use your inner wisdom to connect to a bigger picture. Join me later this week for another episode of the 90-Second Navigator. For today, just want you to think about those things in your life that you want to change and where there's an opportunity to ask someone to help you make that change. Think about how you're going to word the question, put it together, and ask.